I am
Oh,
an
so
addict.
sweet.
My name is Jay.
Hi,
And welcome, everyone, to the Saturday night Pignus speaker meeting. And it happens to be our 12th anniversary. This meeting started on a Saturday 12 years ago today.
Wow.
Can we start this meeting with a moment of silence for the still sick and suffering inside and outside of these rooms? The meeting reminders, please remember to listen to the similarities, not the differences. Please remember to mute your microphones and not sharing. We do not use video in this meeting. It is turned off upon entry. Please don't turn it on. If you have used it there on a maintenance program, please listen to what's being said and talk to someone after the meeting. We are happy for attendees to post in the text box. However, please refrain from cross-sharing or chit-chatting and keep the messages positive, keeping an atmosphere of recovery. If you haven't been to this meeting before, welcome. This is a speaker meeting. We have a speaker tonight. Actually, we have many speakers tonight because we're going to do something a little different since it is our anniversary. Before I explain what the format's going to be, we do some readings. All participation is greatly appreciated. As we are a mighty band of seven currently, hopefully more will stay. But I'm going to read Who's an Addict? Who's an addict? Most of us do not have to think twice about this question. We know our whole life and thinking were centered in drugs in one form or another. They're getting and using and finding ways and means to get more. We live to use and use to live. Very simply, an addict is a man or woman whose life is controlled by drugs. We are people in the grip of a continuing and progressive illness whose ends are always the same: jails, institutions, and death. Could I get someone to please read it? What is the Narcotics Anonymous program for us?
I'm Christine, I'm an addict.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Christine.
What is the Narcotics Anonymous program? NA is a non-profit fellowship or society of men and women for whom drugs had become a major problem. We are recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. This is a program of complete abstinence from all drugs. There's only one requirement for membership, the desire to stop using. We suggest that you keep an open mind and give yourself a break. Our program is a set of principles written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. The most important thing about them is that they work. There are no strings attached to any. We are not affiliated with any other organisations. We have no initiation fees or dues, no pledges to sign, no promises to make to anyone. We are not connected with any political, religious or law enforcement groups and are under no surveillance at any time. Anyone may join us, regardless of age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion or lack of religion. We are not interested in what or how much you used or who your connections were, what you have done in the past, how much or how little you have, but only in what you want to do about your problem and how we can help. The newcomer is the most important person at any meeting, because we can only keep what we have by giving it away. We have learned from our group experience that those who keep coming to our meetings regularly stay clean.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Christine. Can I get someone to please read? Sure, I got it. Why are we here?
I'm Jackie, I'm an addict.
Thank you, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
while we're here, before coming to the fellowship of NA, we could not manage our own lives. We could not live and enjoy life as other people do. We had to have something different. We thought we'd found it in drugs. We placed their use ahead of the welfare of our families, our wives, husbands, and our children. We had to have drugs at all costs. We did many people great harm, but most of all, we harmed ourselves. Through our inability to accept personal responsibilities, we were actually creating our own problems. We seemed to be incapable of facing life on its own terms. Most of us realized that in our addiction we were slowly committing suicide, but addiction is such a cunning enemy of life that we had lost the power to do anything about it. Many of us ended up in jail or sought help through medicine, religion, and psychiatry. None of these methods were sufficient for us. Our disease always resurfaced or continued to progress until, in desperation, we sought help from each other in Narcotics Anonymous. After coming to NA, we realized we were sick people. We suffered from a disease from which there is no known cure. It can, however, be arrested at some point, and recovery is then possible. Thanks for letting me.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, Jackie.
And would somebody like to read how it works for us?
I'm an addict. My name is Hilmarie. I can do that.
Hello, Hilmarie.
Hi, Hilmarie.
Hi, everyone. Okay, how it works. If you want what we have to offer and are willing to make the effort to get it, then you are ready to take certain steps. These are the principles that made our recovery possible. 1. We admitted that we were powerless over our addiction, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. We came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. We made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. We made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. We admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. We humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. We made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. We made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. We continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted. 11. We sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry it out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry a message to addicts and to practice these principles in all our affairs. This sounds like a big order, and we can't do it all at once. We didn't become addicted in one day, so remember, easy does it. There's one thing more than anything else that will defeat us in our recovery. This is an attitude of indifference or intolerance towards spiritual principles. 3 of these that are indispensable are honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. With these, we are well on our way. We feel that our approach to the disease of addiction is completely realistic, for the therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. We feel that our way is practical, for one addict can best understand and help another addict. We believe that sooner we face our problems within our society, in everyday living, just that much faster do we become acceptable, responsible, and productive members of that society. The only way to keep from returning to active addiction is not to take that first drug. If you are like us, you know that one is too many and 1,000 never enough. We put great emphasis on this, for we know that when we use drugs in any form or substitute one for another, we release our addiction all over again. Thinking of alcohol as different from other drugs has caused a great many addicts to relapse. Before we came to NA, many of us viewed alcohol separately, but we can't afford to be confused about this. Alcohol is a drug. We are people with a disease of addiction who must abstain from all drugs in order to recover. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hilmarie.
Thank you, Hilmarie.
Thanks, Hilmarie.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'd like to thank everybody who helped open the meeting by reading. Welcome those that have joined us since the top of the hour. For those that are new to the HIGNA meetings, this is our 12th anniversary, the actual date that the meeting started. The first meeting was on a Saturday, and that was the only meeting that was there for a while. It was started off the coast of Scotland on the Isle of Lewis by a member who is not here today. He is an active member. Hopefully he'll show up at some point. Because there wasn't a Narcotics Anonymous meeting available, and him and one of his sponsees, who's a member of this group, started the meeting. What we thought about doing is allowing the people that are here that have found the Highlands and Islands to share about their experience with the Highlands and what's going on in their recovery today, because I think most of the people that have been coming to this meeting over the years continue to keep coming back, so there must be something for each and every one of us that makes the Highlands or the HIGNA groups special. So without further ado, the floor is open. The meeting is ours. The floor is yours. Thank you all for being here, and happy anniversary.